This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. An Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I mean, there is kind of a trade war thing going on. We'll touch on that here in just a moment. But we have judges being arrested, commie judges being arrested. It's a good thing. I want to finish up the talk we finished up. Well, I guess I can't finish up if we finished it up last hour. That doesn't make any sense. We were almost finishing up a topic about AOC at the end of last hour. So now we're going to wrap it up, Chris. We're going to wrap it up. That's radio lingo for finish it. I believe she's going to run for president in 2028. I don't know that she's not going to win the nomination. I know that sounds nuts, but I don't know that she's not. Remember, Democrats, I'm not talking about elected Democrats right now, but the average American Democrat, your liberal Aunt Peggy, is very, very twisted up and angry right now. Angry beyond belief. These people have been programmed that Donald Trump is Hitler and Donald Trump is a Nazi. I know it's crazy, but they've been programmed. It's been years of programming over and over and over. Now it's in their minds. They want Democrats to do more to stop him. They think he's hurting women. Like the craziest things you can imagine, Democrats actually believe it because they've been trained, programmed. When they see Democrats in Congress, they get very, very frustrated. They want Democrats in Congress to do more. They're demanding more. You know, I'll tell you something. You know, we're probably going to lose the House of Representatives in the midterms. That's just the way it always goes. The sitting president, when his party has the House, when he's newly elected, he loses it after 2 years. It goes this way almost every single time. We already have a thin majority. We're probably going to lose the House. You know they're going to impeach Donald Trump immediately, right? Because their base demands it. Now, I don't think that'll go anywhere in the Senate if John Thune has any guts, and I doubt he does, but if he has any guts, he'll file that impeachment right next to the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, which Chuck Schumer just chose not to take up. But they're going to impeach him. That's how committed they are. The average Democrat in America is desperate and scared and angry, and they are demanding more. The AOC is going to run for president. I believe she's going to run for president. I don't know that. I believe she is going to run for president. And I don't know that she has a 0% chance of winning that nomination. Now, whether or not she wins the nomination, I don't think she'll win the presidency. But who knows, right? Crazier things have happened. But what she will do if she runs for president, she will increase her name ID nationally. Now, pause for a second, because this is where people like you and me can get confused. I call you the hyper-informed all the time. And maybe you think, well, it's me, so you probably don't think this, but maybe you think I'm trying to flatter you with that. I'm assuming you've listened long enough to know I don't do that. But maybe that's what you think. Oh, he's just trying to be nice to me. You can't even imagine how much more informed you are about politics and the issues than the average American. I am around these people all the time. I don't hang out in political circles. I hang out with normal people who do normal things. Plumbers and managers and RV salesmen and one guy I know runs an auction. And I hang out with normal people who do normal things. And lots of these people are successful. Successful and Republicans. It's not as if they're on the left. What they don't know, because they always want to talk to me about politics at a party, what they don't know is some of the most disheartening conversations I've ever had in my life. They'll bring up things that would be so basic for you that you would just, it's hard to comprehend how somebody can be that uninformed. You may think of yourself as dumb, or I hope you don't think that, but you may think of yourself as dumb, or maybe you don't know it. You know so much more than most Americans. And because you're hyper-informed, maybe you think, well, everyone knows AOC. Everyone knows the dumb, cute congresswoman from New York. Everyone knows AOC. No, they don't. Most people, they may have heard of her name, right? They may even know her face. They don't know anything really about her. They're going to be introduced to her if she makes a run for the presidency. They are. She's going to be on their television set. That's why people who have no chance run for president. They do this on the Republican ticket too. That's why you have 15 people in the Republican field and 15 people in the Democrat field. It's a great way to increase your brand. Even if you have no chance of winning, you're on the debate stage, you're on NBC, you're crisscrossing the country, meeting new people, raising money, building an infrastructure. By the time you're done getting embarrassed and blown out in a presidential primary, you are a way bigger brand than you were going in because you're introducing yourself to everybody in the country. That's why everyone does it. AOC is not only going, well, if she joins the presidential race, AOC would be a fundraising beast because the far left would line up behind her and throw all of their $1 bills at her. She'd be a fundraising beast, which means she'd be an advertising beast. She's a pretty face. She'd be all over your television set. Okay, semi-pretty, Chris. I know it's not your style. Chris, I just don't think you like the exotics. Is it the Latina thing? Is it? You say she's gone downhill. I think maybe that's a touch harsh, but all right. Maybe she's, I don't know. Maybe she's not working out or something like that. That's one. Two. Be honest, Chris. We're all friends here. Do you not dig on the Latinas at all? You dated one? That's not what I asked, Chris. Did she sour you on the whole thing? Maybe? She was a little crazy? She's Latina. Of course she was crazy. What did you think? It's like a darker redhead. That's what? It's true. Yeah, it's true. But all right, I was just checking. I wasn't sure. Anyway, she's going to introduce herself to the entire United States of America, and win or lose after 2028, if she does run, she will be a much bigger brand than she currently is. So what about 2032? 2036? She's not 90. She's a young woman. I think she's still in her 30s. What if she runs again and wins? You asked about dividing the country. AOC or no AOC, there's something that probably can't be helped right now. The country is already split in ways it just has not been since the Civil War. It just is. And they're racing in opposite directions. When you consider just the immigration topic alone, we are at a place where deporting foreigners is considered right wing. What?
That's running a country. What? That's basics of government. Of course you deport foreigners. How many? All of them. That's how countries are run. You find people who are there illegally and you arrest them and you deport them. That's just how you run a country. It's not right or left. But we are at a place where the left has gone so insane that they'll bring them in as fast as possible, and then they'll put their feet in concrete trying to keep them here. You cannot, it's not humanly possible to merge those two religions, those two ideologies, those two sides. There is no merging. So we are going opposite ways. Now the question is, where does the population of the country go? Because there is a chance, and this is where our prayers need to be, there is a chance that the elected Democrats, the activist Democrats, go so far left, become so sour to the American people that they lose power, steadily but surely lose power as the normal American chafes on it. I can't have that at all. If they're not able to drag normal Americans with them to the left, then we can probably patch this whole thing up. They'll lose so much power. We'll get sane again. Things will calm down. We'll put the band back together. But if they're able to pull together a large enough portion of the country in their direction, then we're in some real serious trouble. Because I'm not going to live in a country overrun by illegals, and neither are you. And there's a chance they're not going to live in a country that's not. Well, where does that put us? Again, this is out of Washington State. How do you share a country with this?
Washington State's Covenant Homeownership Program provides down payment and closing cost assistance for lower-income, first-time homebuyers. Lawmakers created the program to address the disproportionate impacts of racial redlining in Washington State. House Bill 1696 modifies the program by adjusting the area median income threshold for program eligibility, introducing loan forgiveness, and modifying the Oversight Committee membership. This modification...
Where do you go when one of our 50 states is handing out forgivable loans as long as you're not white? Yeesh. That's a tough place to be. Anyway, whatever. Call your mom and talk about it. Just call her on your Pure Talk phone. Hey, Chris, when's Mother's Day? That's not this weekend, right? I always have a moment of panic. Can you look that up really quick so we're not all in trouble? You know what mom wants for Mother's Day? She wants to switch her phone service, and she wants you to do the same. Mom doesn't want you funding Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. It's the 11th, Chris? Okay, we have time. So you have time to help mom out and get her switched to Pure Talk. And you can, you know what? That's what mom really wants from you. She wants you to switch to Pure Talk too. She doesn't want you funding Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. She knows these companies hate the country. Mom loves the country and she loves you. Pure Talk will save you money. It's the patriotic cell phone company. They hire Americans. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And actually, we're going to do one a little bit different here because some lady, a super fan, emailed in, and I thought maybe this would be a good opportunity to recap, well, the show, us, for those people who just got here. So maybe this will help you with some references we make on the show. Here's a little background. We're going to do some background. She said, "Hola, Jesse, and shalom, Chris." A little bit ago, someone wrote in saying they wanted to visit your studio. It got me thinking about all these newbies thinking they know more about you than your number one fan. So I came up with the Jesse Kelly Show trivia, so other veteran listeners can test their knowledge. And I know you probably won't read this whole thing, so I lead with my favorite questions. I know them all except for one because I didn't get to go to Israel. Remember, we did the big fan meetup with the Holy Land and walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and all kinds of stuff like that. Okay, so I actually don't know some of these. I'm embarrassed to say. That's how stupid I am. What's his mafia name? Hey, Chris, what's my mafia name? Do you remember that? I don't remember that. Oh, the vest. That's right. Jesse the vest. See, Chris got that one. What two original sound bites are still on the soundboard? Well, the Howard Dean. That was on there originally, wasn't it? Right? And the fart sound. Oh. I don't know that there is another one. Is there... The bar is still on there. Taps has been on there. Frito Bandito. Anyway, I don't know if there's just two. Maybe she's right. What was his first car? International Scout 2. Had to sell it after I scratched my dad's truck. What did his dad call him when he stayed home sick from school? My dad was not a very nice man when you stayed home sick. He used to call me Pink Flower. And he'd say, "Are you going to school tomorrow, Pinky?" And you'd normally get up and just go back to school. What item on the wall was crooked in his first videos? That would be the clock. What's his everyday carry? It depends. It used to be a Glock 19, which, of course, I still have, and I love my Glock 19. Clay Martin, our resident Green Beret who comes on the show all the time, talked me into a Springfield Hellcat Pro because the Glock 19 was, I love it, but it was a little thick. It was a little uncomfortable. Shut up, Chris. Not for my hands. I was talking about for comfort level. The Glock 19 was a little bulky for me. I could conceal it, but every now and then it was uncomfortable. So I wanted something thinner, but my problem with a lot of these carry weapons is I don't want a single stack. I don't want six or seven shots. Sometimes you need a lot more. More is always better. I'm always a believer in that. Overkill is underrated. I wanted something more. A Springfield Hellcat Pro it's a mid-size, it's considered, but it's only like an inch wide, so it's a lot more comfortable to carry, plus double-stacked. Springfield Hellcat Pro. Name of the $70 tequila? That would be the $70 tequila shots that I had Clay buy. Casas Dragones. Actually, Bob Pittman is the big cheese at iHeart. He is the president. He's the big man. It's his tequila company in one of the great gifts I've ever gotten because I don't buy tequila that's I don't buy really any liquor that's that expensive. He sent me a bottle for Christmas. And in fact, I think he's done it twice. Sends me a bottle at Christmas. Chris, it's really good. I'll bring it in next time he brings me one. I'll bring it in. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's really good. Which caller used to get through using a fake name every time? Well, we don't know the name of the caller. All he would bring up, remember the guy, Steve from Manhattan? He would lie about his name, and then he'd tell some story to get on the air, and then he would say, "Have you heard of Steve from Manhattan?" Still nobody even knows. I admired it, though. I respected it. Son's goldfish name was Buttery, even though he forgot it when he was trying to get a new lizard out of his mother. Who was his mentor? Michael Berry. Type of designer dog he has? Golden Doodle. What got stolen from his car? Well, there's a couple things that got stolen from my car. You're probably talking about the day that I got followed. I never carry large amounts of cash. I try to carry a 20 on me just because I try to always... You always want a 20 in case you lost your wallet. You need a meal. You need some gas. But one day, I had to go to the bank and pull out... It was $1,000. I pulled out $1,000. We needed it for something. I forget what I needed it for, but I needed $1,000 in cash, which I generally don't do anyway. I don't carry that kind of cash on because it's a security concern. Of course, the day I do it, turns out there was a scout in the bank. I believe there was one inside of the bank, working in the bank, I mean. Scout in the parking lot, like an idiot. I didn't want it on me, so I put it in my center console thinking I was safe. Of course, that was the dumbest possible thing you can do. Show up to work. I'm not here. I wasn't here for 10 minutes, right, Chris? And we got a phone call. The cops were calling, "Hey, come down. Someone broke in your car." This obviously professional gang, organized, followed my car there. Broad daylight in front of a construction crew. Like, there's a busy parking lot and everything. They were so fast. Parks behind me, shatters the window, crawls through the back window. Jack, he knew where I had put the money, too. Jacked the money out of the center console, takes off, money gone, $1,000 gone. Of course,
He gives me his reference number, gives me his phone number, because all this was on camera. Of course, I called the cop 3 times for an update on the case, never got a call back. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you serving and protecting like that. I'll move on and finish out these questions, and then we'll go do some other things about someone thinks civilization is collapsing. Let's discuss the validity of that. Is it really collapsing? Well, you've gotten your gold already, right? Your precious metals? I don't just mean physical gold or silver. I realize that's probably too much for a lot of people, but maybe a coin or two wouldn't hurt. But as far as your retirement goes, what do you think China's buying up as fast as they can? And they're not alone. Countries around the globe are already prepping for what they think is coming. In a trade war, China's chokehold on the U.S. medicine moves into the spotlight. That's from the Epic Times. We are going into a gigantic trade war. Have you called Goldco yet and made sure your retirement is fortified? Or are you just going to watch it all disappear? Goldco is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. There's a chance you qualify for thousands of dollars in bonus silver. I trust them. I've used them. 855-817-GOLD. Or you can go online to jessielikesgold.com. We'll finish this list and talk about societal collapse next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessiekellyshow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, sailing into the weekend. I cannot get the smile off my face because communist judges are being arrested in the country, and Democrats, of course, are defending them. But anyway, we are going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions because they are many. To finish out this lady's list, show superfan, kind of giving everybody a recap on some of the ridiculous things we talk about background on the show. She said, what was my midlife crisis car? I bought, after I got the national radio gig, I bought a Mercedes CLS 450. I don't know, Chris. I'd never bought anything like that in my life before. I got rid of it. I don't have it anymore. I was too big for it. The boys are too big for it. I didn't even fit in the thing. It was fast. I'll tell you, it was fast. It was fun. But yeah, it was really fast, man. It was really fast. I've never had anything like that. A little faster than my 83 Honda Accord. So that, yeah, anyway, I don't have that anymore. Grandma Vodka's Nancy Pelosi. He brags that he's ranked in the top five of what? Top five nappers in the world. My first job, my first official job was washing dishes. My first unofficial job was washing cars. My buddy's dad owned a car wash. I wanted a full-time job because I was desperate for money. He hired me. He did pay me. He also took out Social Security from my paycheck, but I never gave him my Social Security number because I was hired illegally. So kind of wondering where that money went. All that and so much more. Let's move on to the other things. Hey, Jesse, I'm 22. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that we might start to see the legitimate collapse of society or even civilization in my lifetime. Between declining birth rates all over the world, loss of traditional skill knowledge as trades are phased out, the debt crisis, so on and so forth, I wouldn't be surprised if we're living in a very different world in 50 years. Am I too much of a doomsdayer? Her name is Autumn. Well, no, I can't say you're a doomsdayer. I can't say that. But I will say this. You and me, we look at the state of things right now, and we're mortified by a lot of it. Just think about the judge's story that is still ongoing as the show is, you know, as we're live here on the show. We have now had multiple judges arrested. Judges. One had an illegal allegedly living in his home. The other lady out of Wisconsin, allegedly, ICE showed up to arrest the illegal. She had the illegal in her office. She whisked him out the private exit so he could escape ICE arresting him. That's a judge. But wait, there's more. We have now had multiple senators, including Tammy Baldwin, a senator from Wisconsin, put out a public statement against it. Against the arrest, I mean. Not against the judge, against the arrest. Would you just take that in? Where are we as a country? And then you expand that globally, because remember, Canada's going through what we're going through. Maybe in worse ways, honestly. The UK. That you take a step back and you think to yourself, the world's going to completely change, and soon. And it may. You never know. But isn't that always the state of things? Think about how many historical stories we've told, things we've talked about. Think about how many people and how many different societies at any given time are looking at wars, invasions, famines, things like that, and thinking, this is the end of the world. This is the end of everything I know. That's life. Part of life is being governed by evil people sometimes. Evil is has always been alive in this world, and it will be alive for the foreseeable future in this world, and it's always going to be on the move somewhere, and we're always going to have to fight against it. Our struggle will last until we die. I don't say that to be dark. I say that so you can take comfort in it, actually. Just accept it. It is a constant struggle and will be a constant struggle. Unless you want to struggle against something else, meaning if you want to escape all that, you know you can. Go find yourself a completely remote piece of property in the Rocky Mountains somewhere. A remote piece of property. Cut yourself off from all electricity, internet, and everything. Just you, a log cabin, hopefully a rifle or two, some nature, and go hack out a living in the wilderness. You will not have to deal with taxes or government or illegals or anything like that. But then your struggle just, you just exchange struggles, right? Then you're going to struggle against nature, the weather, the animals, the sickness, that life's a struggle. That's how it is. Jesse, I'm persuaded that Pam Bondi is ineffective. In all her many proclamations, her squeaky voice, this lady says, to me, she lacks the authoritative influence. I should know, as a female myself, who's been overrun many times.
How can we persuade Trump to install someone whose influence and voice will be more effective instead? Will writing to my Republican senator help? Her name is Sarah. No. Writing to your Republican senator is not going to do anything to get rid of Pam Bondi if that's what you want. Will Trump replace Pam Bondi at some point in time? I don't know, but it's not going to be anytime soon. I'll simply bring up what I've brought up before. Republican senators, the establishment types, the Lindsey Grahams and the John Cornyns. Do you believe they want reforms? Of course they don't want reforms. These people all want things to remain exactly as they are. They don't want reforms. Okay, so did they want guys like Pete Hegseth? Of course not. You remember how that went. Joni Ernst tried to destroy his nomination with the help of Lindsey Graham. They tried to stop it. But in the end, they all came around on almost every nominee, didn't they? Even if they didn't like him. They didn't like RFK Jr. They didn't want these people in there, the established Republicans. They didn't want these people in there. But in the end, they voted to confirm all of them except for one. There was one nominee who got torpedoed. There was one that was a bridge so far for establishment Republicans, they were willing to risk Trump's wrath. One. And I still say this was a grave error that Donald Trump will pay for 4 years. Matt Gaetz. I'm not even a Matt Gaetz fan. I don't know him personally. Frankly, he seems kind of obnoxious to me, but he's a complete pit bull. A bulldog who's been screaming about Washington corruption forever. Trump immediately put up Matt Gaetz for attorney general. I think it took the system a week to destroy his nomination. Even Republican senators who are deathly afraid of Donald Trump's wrath said, no, no, doesn't have the votes. Nope, can't vote for him. Nope, not Matt Gaetz. Anyone but Gaetz. Why? Why do you think that was? Remember this. I scream about government people going to prison because it's the only way we can save the country. Government criminals have to go to prison. The reason government criminals have never gone to prison with any regularity is because even the FBI, that Congress, all anyone can do is make a recommendation to where? To the DOJ, to the Attorney General. The Attorney General, under Republicans and Democrats alike, all of them, they have been protecting government people from arrest and imprisonment for the entire 43 years of my life. Why do you think Matt Gaetz was the only one they stopped? There's a reason. Anyway, like I said, every member of the GOP, every single elected GOPer in the country should get an automatic male vitality stack or female vitality stack for the women. I really mean it. I'm not even kidding. There is obviously a testosterone crisis as a country. We've lost half of our testosterone in 50 years. But that is clearly, something even worse is in the water in D.C. Because these guys, they go there, they act like fighters, they get there, and they just succumb to the swamp. Well, no, I don't want to make waves, I don't want to make enemies, I don't want to make changes, I don't want to... Get some testosterone in your body. Naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk are how you're going to feel good again. Young again. Full of energy again. Not needing a nap all the time. Not always tired. Not, well, let me sit down for 20 minutes. Well, it's normal. I'm 70. Nope. Try 90 days of Chalk and tell me how you feel. I take a male vitality stack every day. There are female vitality stacks as well. Get a subscription, save a fortune, and feel like a new person. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, a wonderful Friday. Cannot get the smile off my face, but we have so many more emails to get to. You can still send them, though. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Here, dear Jesse, you said you carry a firearm wherever you go, the only exceptions being places where you must go through metal detectors and scanners. So you're armed when you see a doctor? If so, how does that go? Not judging, I'm just wondering. Says his name is John. Yes. And no, I don't take it off. When I see a doctor, I am armed. When I see a dentist, I am armed. I actually got a haircut this morning. I am armed at all times. How does it go? My doctor is, well, I'll put it this way. And this may be easier for me than people who avoid confrontation. Ladies, in general, not all ladies are like this, but in general, ladies will have a harder time with what I'm about to say. And I'm aware of that. I'm not somebody who hates confrontation. But I am constantly trying to sift out the gunk from my life. And I'm talking about human beings. I'm trying to dump garbage out of my life. If there are people who are don't get it people, I want them gone. Whether they are acquaintances or friends, maybe they're neighbors, maybe they're family members, maybe they're people who follow me on social media, whatever it may be. It's not just a passive thing for me. I am looking, I'm searching for a way to get rid of them because I believe the bottom 5, bottom 10% destroy everything in your life if you let them. So it is a constant pruning of life's tree for me. I am always looking for dead branches to snip off. This is not only for people who listen on social media or friends. This includes people who I deal with professionally. I will tell you 2 experiences I have had recently from both sides. I'll get to the doctor thing in a moment. On the good side of it, finding a good mechanic you trust is hard to find. I needed some work done on my wife's car. I wasn't sure where to go. My wife was doing a Bible study with the owner of a local mechanic shop, chose to send the car to that place for our business, got outstanding service, done right, good price. I seek out ways to find people who share my values. That's one portion. For the doctor portion of it, I want my doctor to say something about my gun. In fact, I have told him about it last time I went in for a physical. I had it right where I always keep it. And I told him, just a reminder, doc, I'm carrying, you know. And I'm not afraid of him saying something. It's a great chance to find out if he's going to remain my doctor. If he has a problem with that, I'll find a new doctor. I told you this before. Learn to sort and sift through your life when you have opportunities. COVID was an opportunity for you. Maybe it's a painful memory because of how the people in your life acted, but that person in your life, that person who wouldn't let you come over because you're not vaccinated anymore, that's the person who's going to turn you into the feds one day. You realize that. That's a sheep. That's somebody who does not place their relationship with you above other things. That should tell you all you need to know about that person. I told you this when it came to your doctor, specifically, as long as we're on the topic of doctors. I told you this during the height of COVID. For whatever people believed about masks and vaccines and all the other stuff, there was never, ever, 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 ever the tiniest shred of evidence that you should give that poison shot to your child. There was never any evidence that COVID was a threat to children at all in any way. None. Ask your doctor if your child should get it. I told you back then, should my child get this? If your doctor says yes, you need a new doctor, period. I'm not trying to not have that conversation. I'm not trying to not have the conversation about the gun on my hip. I'm trying to have that conversation. I want to know. I want to put you to the test and know, are you a doctor or are you a sheep? That's what I want to know. So anyway, Mr. Kelly, when you speak of ignoring the U.S. Supreme Court, you say it just takes courage to ignore them. And you often say we listeners who are against this are afraid of escalating things. I am against ignoring the Supreme Court because you do not continue the conversation beyond that. I might be totally fine with it, but I think the discussion needs to go beyond ignoring the court. I think the discussion needs to be what might happen next. Will the communists then be able to impeach Trump? Going forward, would we basically be in a civil war? None of us want a civil war, but I would be open to it since that seems to be where we are now. I'm saying that we need to talk about how things might be going forward if we ignore the Supreme Court. His name is Bob. It's a very, very well thought out email, and I get that. I get what you're saying. Okay, so let's talk about it. What happens? Supreme Court tells Donald Trump he's not allowed to remove members of Tren de Aragua. Trump says, you know what? Go pound sand. We're loading them up on the plane as we speak. Do something about it. We're worried about where we go from there. Well, it's obvious where we go from there is where we already are. One, you mentioned impeaching Donald Trump. When Democrats take back the House in the midterms, they're going to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to be impeached. What is it? Is it even June yet? No, April, May. It's not even May yet. What am I talking about? Okay, so we're not even halfway through this year. I would guess we've got a year and a half. Once the new Democrat Congress is sworn in, Donald Trump will be impeached. Now, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can be done to avoid that. He was impeached once already for a phone call. A phone call that was completely legitimate. We even have the transcripts of the phone call, which they released trying to make it look bad. And we all read it and we're all, what? That's nothing. It was a nothing phone call. They impeached him already for that. You cannot avoid the impeachment of Donald Trump. But I understand what you're saying, or at least I think I understand what you're saying. Like I said, it's a well-thought-out email. I get what you're saying. Where will they go if we take this step? Let's talk about that next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.